101.7 7HRFM, 100% Hobart. It is Mick and Anna for breakfast, and we have the Premier with us, Will Hodgman. A quick one on the footy, mate.
Yeah.
Geelong Hawthorn, what's your tip? I mean, you're a Geelong fan.
Yeah, I love the Cats. I'm very biased
they're
here.
They're both looking a little bit nervous, I reckon.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating season, very close, so you never know your luck. And look, Geelong have got a good record against Hawthorn.
Yeah, I agree.
As great as the Tassie Hawks are, I'd love to see Geelong, of course, just towel them up and go through to the next round.
Sacrilege. Righto, Anna, what do you got?
Enough footy talk.
What do you got?
Well, I want to know, like, you got kicked out of Parliament for the... You're the first person to have done that.
Asked to leave, yes.
Oh, is it? Just that's for a nice way of saying it, asked to leave. You got put in the naughty corner for an hour and a half or so.
Yes.
What happened? Come on.
Oh, look, and I know people hate seeing us... engaging vigorously in debate, but I often think that it's good for the state to have a competition of ideas, and people are passionate and care about our state, and I'm one of those, and occasionally my passion gets the better of me. It was a very noisy morning in question time.
I think she got the noisy ones mixed up, though, Will, because you weren't actually doing anything and you got the boot. Maybe you gave her a wink, did you, mate?
No, I was trying to behave as best I could. It's, as I said on the news the other night, it's one of these things. You don't want to ask a football player whether or not he agrees,
no,
or she.
No.
If a 50 against him should have been awarded, we're probably the last people you should be asking. A speaker's got to make a judgment. She did that. I respect that. And I'll cop it. But make sure that into the future I behave myself and bridle my passion and enthusiasm a little so it doesn't happen again.
So you're talking again?
Oh, yeah. Look, it is a busy environment that we work in, and we've got jobs to do, and you know, I think the most important thing we need to be doing is making sure the state's
absolutely
going as well as it can.
Yes,
absolutely.
Can I ask you a question that is close to my heart? My son plays for Hobart United Football Club.
Yeah.
Now he only joined when we moved down here this season, and they're a wonderful team. Lovely bloke that Mick and I both know. Eddie coaches their team. The boys are wonderful, but they're having a really hard time getting a field close to Hobart, and they are Hobart United. Right,
yes.
Now our home ground is Pontville, so we have to drive all the way over there. They're sharing another field to train at, but they've applied quite a few times over the last couple of years to the Queen's Domain field, and they just can't get an answer out of local council. What do you think they could do to get them, find themselves a closer place
to
train?
As the Minister for Sport and Recreation, I might make it my job to follow this up, because, it's a wonderful concept to have a club that brings together people who've come to our state, often fleeing, you know, very traumatic circumstances, and getting them on a sports field together is a great way of involving them in our community. A great club, and it'd be wonderful. They are, as you say, Hobart United, so they should have a ground near to Hobart. So I'll follow that up with the council. I'll give Sue Hickey, Lord Mayor, a ring, and
that'd be awesome.
See what
if
we
can
do.
There's
that
a heck of a lot of even school fields that are around the place that do nothing 90% of the time. As the Minister, you'll fix this. I know you will.
I'll give it my best shot. And I know that Lord Mayor Sue Hickey will be keen to get involved as well.
Good
so
stuff.
That'd be wonderful. Because, like
me.
You said, they are an incredible team. They are predominantly made up of refugee children. Some of their parents don't speak English. They work as a translator for a lot of their parents. Their English is very broken. They are a very vulnerable group in the community, and I love that Eddie, their coach, is doing whatever he can to keep them in sport and keep them together as a group, and it would be just great if we could find them a
good
home
stuff
field, so.
Thank
you.
We'll
if
that.
We get that happening, I'll stop calling you the Hodge.
I don't mind that. I get called a lot worse.
All right.
Beautiful job. Well, thanks for coming in.
No
again,
worries.
Will.
Thanks, guys.
We've just had a bit of a fun day with you today. We don't want to put you in it all the time.
No.
Good stuff.
Safe travels to India. Hope it all goes well for you there.
Watch that curry, mate. Curry in a hurry on the toilet in the morning.
I'm getting nervous already. My tummy's starting
to
We will catch up with you when you get back.
We'll do. That'll be great.
Great to have you. Premier Will Hodgman. It's Mick and Anna.